This portion of Draft Time is made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Kimball Packard. We're talking about Chicora Day. It's happening 10 till 3, July 27th at Chicora River Park and Runnels Hall. And we'll be getting right into all the different events. You can find more information at any time by going to ChicoraNH.com. That's ChicoraNH.com. Thank you so much for joining me, Kimball.
Hi, Tony. How are you today?
Doing good.
Great.
And we're looking to start off Chicora Day with Marion Posner.
Yes.
Marion's a storyteller.
Yep. Actually, you know, we have technically, as you can see, we have the annual art show for Artworks is happening in Runnels Hall that day. And they have an opening reception on Friday night.
Oh, wow. So that's
7
technically...
PM. So that's kind of like the kickoff for Chicora Day.
Technically the kickoff, yeah. So
Chicora.
Why don't you tell me about the artwork show then?
Yeah, there'll be art of all kinds from local artisans who also have their art at at Artworks. But this is an annual event every year. It draws a big crowd, and they sell a lot of art. And it's been a fixture and part of Chicora Day for a long time, from what I understand. I mean, I'm the new kid in town. I've only been here 3.5 years, but that's what they tell me. So, yeah, we have storytelling. The library, the Chicora Library, also has a book sale going on that day. And we've got some new things happening this year. We're expanding our footprint. And Chicora Day isn't just happening at Runnels Hall. It's also going to be happening in the Chicora River Dam Park across the way. We have Lynn Flaccus from the Chicora Lake Conservancy. He'll be doing a river walk with the kids, showing them all the things that are growing and living around the river. And we're going to have music going on in the gazebo there. It should be a grand day out, as they say.
And on top of that, the two things you just highlighted, there's also the Boy Scouts are going to be selling popcorn in the park.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. For those who are not familiar, Boy Scouts and popcorn is kind of like Girl Scouts and cookies. So,
yeah.
And then on top of that, there's also going to be s'mores going on. So.
Yes, they're stepping up their game this year, too, with an additional item. Yeah.
Yep. So, and then there's going to be lunch at Runnels Hall.
Yeah.
And that will be prepared by the library crew.
Yes. Yeah. This is their turn this year.
And
looking forward to that.
Citizen of the Year will be announced.
Yes.
Among other things.
I cannot divulge that.
You cannot divulge that.
You'll have to be there.
Are there any hints you can divulge?
I cannot give you
nothing.
Any hints. But,
nothing.
You know, around the same time, I believe we're going to have the jar of... something that you can guess how many are in it. It's been animal crackers. It's been candy. I'm not sure what will be counted out this year for it, but that's another little thing that'll be happening.
I like that little distraction just put out there to get off the topic.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Duck Fun Run will also be going on.
Well, for first year, we're doing a rubber ducky race. We actually tried first, our thought was it would be really cool to put them in the pond and have them come over the dam, but as it turns out, they come over the dam and then get trapped in the water there, so they don't pop up. So we're going to release the ducks just below the dam, and there'll be a race, but this will be a little dry run first, just a fun run, but people can buy a duck. Remember?
Yeah.
Marx Brothers. You can buy a duck for $3, and there are all kinds of gift certificates and prizes that'll be awarded to the winning duck.
Sounds like it was a good idea for you to have tested that duck fun run just jumping right into launching them into
it. It would have been like the turkey drop at WKRP.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Chicora Day, 10 till 3, July 27th at Chicora River Park and Runnels Hall. And the day prior, there's also going to be the start with the artworks presented at Reynolds Hall. So that's kind of the big kickoff the day prior.
Yes, indeed.
Now, on top of all the different things going on, from storytelling to book sales going on and Boy Scouts and music and all sorts of fun stuff like that, and the rubber ducky race, there's also going to be the winter presentations to wrap everything up. That's going to be at the gazebo.
Yep. And the music this year, we have two acts performing, the Georgia Stafford Duo, which is going to be pretty amazing. And then Taylor Whiteside and Peter Heimlich are performing together.
Oh, cool.
Both will be in the gazebo, and the music will be pretty much running from 11:15 to 2:30.
So
and it's all free.
And that's the best part of it.
Yeah. You don't even have to be able to say Chikarua to come. You can say Chakarua, whatever you'd like.
Whatever floats your boat.
Just come on down.
So it's Chikarua Day. 10 till 3, July 27th at Chikarua River Park and Runnels Hall. And you can find a full listing of all this by going to ChikoraNH.com. That's ChikoraNH.com. ChikoraNH.com. Kimball, any final thoughts before we go?
Or? No, I think I'm good.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
thanks for having us on again.
Thank you. Yeah. And Chikarua Day is brought to you by Chikarua Community Association, who meet first Monday of every month, 7 o'clock in the evening at the Chikarua Library, if you want to get involved with
that. Yeah,
come
on and join us.
So again, ChikoraNH.com for more information. Kimball, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.